Wilton Acosta was detained in January by immigration officers while he was on his way to school. He's been held in detention ever since and was nearly sent back to his home country of Honduras this weekend. But pressure by immigrant rights groups led to successful efforts by North Carolina Congressman G.K. Butterfield and a California congresswoman to persuade the head of Immigration and Customs Enforcement to stay the deportation. Jess Clark is an education reporter at WNC. Welcome back, Jess.
Thanks, Frank.
Tell us why Wilton Acosta is in a detention center.
So Wilden is actually in the country illegally. He crossed the border in 2014 alone from his home country of Honduras. At the time, he was 17, and he was a minor. So he was allowed to go free to stay with his family, who was already in Durham. He was given an immigration court date. He went to his first one, and he did not go to his second date. His family says he feared that if he went to his second date, because he had turned 18 at that point, that he would not have been allowed to stay in the country. So he chose not to go to that second date, and because he didn't show up, the judge ordered him deported.
Now, there are a lot of people in the country with orders for deportation. They're not all taken into custody. Why was Wilton Acosta detained?
So Wilden falls into a group of immigrants that has been targeted by ICE. He came after 2014, along with a wave of tens of thousands of unaccompanied minors who were fleeing violence, many of whom were fleeing violence in Central America. And many of those have been targeted by ICE for deportation. Wilden falls into that group. He had an active order for deportation. He had come after 2014.
All right. So what happened this weekend?
So the whole time Wilden has been in Stewart Detention Center in Lumpkin, Georgia. And his lawyer has been fighting to get his case reopened. If it's reopened, his case can be heard for asylum by a judge. Remember, because he didn't go to his court date, his case for asylum was never heard. So this weekend, immigrants' rights groups and students and activists put a lot of pressure on Congressman G.K. Butterfield, who in turn worked with a California congresswoman, Zoe Lofgren, and they put pressure on the head of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, who ended up using her executive authority to intervene and stayed Wilden's deportation until his lawyer had a chance to file for an appeal.
All right. What happens next?
So next, his lawyer is still working on getting his case reopened so he can make his case for asylum. That could take months, though. In the meantime, his lawyer has got him an emergency stay, which allows him to stay in the country while the motion to reopen is being considered. His lawyer is also working on trying to get him out of the detention center in Lumpkin so he can return to Durham, return to school and his family.
All right, Jess, thank you very much.
Thanks, Frank.
Jess Clark, WNC's education reporter. Just ahead, a debut novel based on the life of a North Carolina woman who grew up in Nazi Germany. You'll hear it on The State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Stay tuned.